Ukraine goes on the attack. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's a counteroffensive, trying to take back areas Russian forces took control of during the six-month invasion.
But the occupiers should know. We will oust them to the border, to our border, the line of which has not changed.
President Volodymyr Zelensky, as a team of UN experts, has arrived in Ukraine planning to inspect that nuclear power plant feared to be in danger, controlled by Russia, in Iraq. That fighting in the capital, Baghdad, has left 30 people dead. A short time ago, influential cleric Muqtada al-Sadr urged his supporters who've been battling Iraqi security forces amid political chaos in the country to stand down. Ahead of a Thursday hearing before a judge considering appointing a special master to review classified documents seized from former President Trump's Florida home, the Justice Department says it's already reviewed them and did find some that are attorney-client privilege, like Trump maintains. An FBI special assistant agent in charge has retired
over allegations that he helped to shield Hunter Biden, and I guess by proxy Joe Biden, from criminal investigations into Hunter's laptop and business dealings. The 25-year Bureau veteran leaving the field office last Friday, having already been on leave for a month, after whistleblower claims that the FBI had obstructed its own investigation into the laptop.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Elon Musk takes another swing in his fight to back out of a deal to buy Twitter. In another court filing today, the Tesla CEO says he has whistleblower info giving him additional bases to terminate his purchase. Twitter's fighting to keep the deal in place with a trial set for October. Serena Williams isn't done with tennis yet. She won her first-round match last night at the U.S. Open, which may be Williams' final tournament, saying after she's being intentionally vague about retirement.
The more tournaments I play, I feel like the more I can belong out there, and that's a tough feeling to have.
Williams plays again tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We already mentioned the FBI agent who is retiring amid Hunter Biden controversy. Now, someone retiring over the controversy over last year's Capitol riot.
Tony Ornato, who is a Secret Service supervisor assigned to former President Donald Trump, is leaving the agency in good standing after 25 years, according to a spokesperson. Cassidy Hutchinson, a former top aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, told the January 6th committee earlier this year that Ornato said Trump demanded the Secret Service take him to the Capitol on January 6th, and also testified he claimed the former president tried to grab the steering wheel of the presidential vehicle and lunged at another agent. A source close to Ornato tells Fox News a different member of the detail never brought up the steering wheel incident while testifying in private. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
There's a water emergency in Jackson, Mississippi. Flooding damaged a water treatment facility. Pressure is low. Governor Tate Reeves urges residents don't drink it, and he'll lead distribution of drinking water.
We need to provide it for up to 180,000 people for an unknown period of time.
In Michigan, a 14-year-old girl was electrocuted in a hitting in contact with an electrical line, knocked down in a thunderstorm. An 11-year-old boy in Arkansas died, swept into a storm drain during heavy rainfall yesterday. A Florida mother who's vegan gets life in prison for her child dying of malnutrition.
38-year-old Sheila O'Leary, whose family followed a strict vegan diet, was convicted in June on six charges, including first-degree murder, child abuse, manslaughter, and two counts of child neglect in the death of her son, Ezra. Her husband, Ryan Patrick O'Leary, remains in jail awaiting trial on the same charges. Investigators say the couple told them the family only ate raw fruits and vegetables. The 18-month-old weighed 17 pounds and was the size of a 7-month-old baby when he died in...
That's Lisa Lucera. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.